Welcome to Animation Damnation. I'm Andrew Jupin, alongside all three of my compatriots, Steven Seda, Christopher Cabin, and Eric Siska, for the pilot episode, the launch of this new sideshow where, well, Steve, it was your idea, so I'll let you explain the conceit of Animation Damnation.
Well, you know, Netflix puts on a lot of cartoons, and I'm a man with a whole lot of time on my hands, and I'll be like, oh, cool, I totally remember watching this, and I'll watch it. And then as it's happening, I just get more and more embarrassed in my own home. And I go, oh, no, this was a mistake. So in that vein, we like to watch things, make fun of them. We'll watch things, make fun of them, and find out, is this embarrassing? Is it weird to be watching? I mean, look, everyone's a
it's
fan of something.
It's definitely weird to be watching this.
Everyone's a
no, it's not.
Caveat, so all the He-Man fans don't yell at me. I'm into a lot of boring, nerdy garbage that you could make fun of me about. It's all... Everyone's got their nerd kinks, and that's fine.
You know what? There's a rich tapestry.
Yeah. There's all sorts of weird corners of this, you know, pop culture universe. And I'm of the camp that He-Man is fucking stupid and terrible. I just think so. And it's fine to love it. I don't care. I just don't get it. So we're here today to talk about the He-Man She-Ra Christmas special. It's around the holidays, so we wanted to launch with a Christmas-themed thing. And I'll start off by saying, what? That's my reaction to this 44-minute special. What?
It's like as if you had to know it. Like, okay, let's say you rewatch Nashville, and you're rewatching Nashville, and you are asked to remember the name of every character of every person that's on screen in that movie, and that's somewhere about where you're at with this thing.
There's so many little robots and gizmos and doodad characters. Everyone's trying to get in a Happy Meal set.
Well, that's what's interesting about this is because most of it, it's like medieval-ish, you know, like your fantasy, right? Yeah. You know, a He-Man sort of like fantasy, but then it's like, and here's some wackadoodle robots thrown in. And it's just like, who's building them?
I get ready for the ninjas to show up. You know what I mean? Oh, no, absolutely.
Right. And it's, pirates? Space pirates? Why not?
Where were the space pirates?
Yeah, I bet they're probably in He-Man. I'm of the camp of, not that I hate it and think it's stupid, I just don't care.
I guess I was being a little crass. I mean, I don't hate it. I don't know enough about it
you
to hate it.
Hate's a strong word.
Hate something you don't give a shit about.
Yes, that's, you know what? Chris Cabin, always the way with words. I just don't give a shit about He-Man.
That's, how could you possibly?
I don't know. I mean, here's the thing. And, you know, the episode that, you know, we're also recording tonight is the episode we did on Ghostbusters 2, which that's a big nostalgia buster, right? Mm-hmm. And that was me coming to grips with a whole lot of personal demons with that movie, right? But that's kind of what this is. It's if you don't latch onto it with every fiber of your being when you're a little kid in 1982, you can't give a flying fuck about He-Man and She-Ra when you're 30 years old.
And I think that's the thing, is we're all a little too young for He-Man. Just a hair.
Just
like,
a hair. Just missed it. Just missed that He-Man train.
Oh, like, that was close.
Like, yeah, you could talk to me about Ninja Turtles and how fucking terrible that is, and you're right. You're absolutely...
Oh, you're 100% correct.
Come up to me in my face and make fun of Planet Earth. You can do it. Not Planet Earth. Captain Planet.
You know what, planet we're on?
That beautiful series of nature documentaries is bullshit. And you're wasting your time. You and fucking Richard Attenborough, you fucking loser.
I'm going at it from a different angle. You know, nice ozone layer. Piece of shit Earth.
So the plot of the He-Man She-Ra Christmas special
is... Yeah, try to fucking dissect this one, Sadak.
Real quickly, Skeletor learns the meaning of Christmas. If you really want to know, and
that's the meat and potatoes of it.
That's what you want to see.
And his heart grew 10 sizes.
I wish it was just a takeoff on the Grinch Who Stole Christmas, like beat for beat.
The Skeletor Who Stole Kids.
But that's like summing up a Boleno book and saying somebody got hurt.
Yes. It's a really Baroque plot. There's ins and outs and so ups and downs.
So many twists, turns.
There's so many. There's literally 30 speaking characters in this thing.
And I was texting most of you guys while I was watching this last night, and I was just saying, I can't follow this. I was completely sober, stone cold sober for the first 20
minutes. Mistake number one.
Yeah. But I was like, listen, I don't know anything about this. I have to talk on it a little bit. Better just go in clean so I can figure it out. And I was like, well, this is just a lost cause.
Well, that was your mistake, because you have to meet it face to face. And nobody was sober who was writing or directing this thing.
Well, I'm sorry, Chris, but I was plumb out of LSD when I turned this on YouTube.
So Orko decides to fuck around in He-Man's spaceship,
so
right?
So Orko is what? He's a ghost with a pizza hat on? I don't even know.
Pizza hat? Oh, like, what is a pizza hat?
It looks like a, looked like a slice of pizza. It's slightly triangular. It's like a wizard cap, maybe.
He's kind of like the Shadow's mentally disabled biggest fan. Because he looks like the Shadow garb. He's got the scarf covering his face. He's got the hat.
Yeah, he's dressed to impress.
When the Shadow came out, he was in line.
Yeah.
The only one.
Yeah.
Like, so you really don't have to wait in line. It's just the Shadow. They'll be coming soon.
He's at the radio station.
This movie's going to be a big hit.
Boy, will your faces be red.
So he's a mischievous comic relief. He's your Snarf if you're into the Thundercats. By the way, Thundercats over He-Man fucking 112%.
Any goddamn day of the week.
Because they're cats and made out of thunder, right?
You know, it's funny that I have to be like, yeah, that world is more grounded.
It is.
At the very least.
Watching the Thundercats, any episode of the Thundercats, you might as well be watching like Masterpiece Theater compared to what is going on in this universe.
Downton Thundercats?
I'd love to see it.
It'll be Downton Thundaria, I believe.
What?
That's where they live, Thundaria.
Oh, Thundaria. Oh, yes. I was like, how is that an abbey? Didn't follow you there. All right, so the plot of this, continue.
Orko gets in fucking He-Man's spaceship and assholes his way to Earth by accident and hangs out with two kids, learns what Christmas is. They're like, well, that fucking idiot got into the tree again. Let's bring him back. They accidentally bring these kids back and also bring back the spirit of Christmas.
And also bring about an Amber Alert.
Absolutely correct.
I don't think they have any of those flashing road signs on He-Man's planet.
Eternia? Well,
on Earth, anyway, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, the parents
they
at
were
the
taken
end of,
from Earth.
They were taken from Earth.
Yeah. They're taken from Earth, but also this little creature, what's his name?
Orko.
Orko, right? He comes in here from this other dimension, right? And he alters this timeline because he comes in and he's like, wow, a crash landing. And these kids are playing and they've just like cut down their own Christmas tree because it's a real latchkey kid situation. And this avalanche is coming and Orko's like, oh no, I'll save you. Those children were slated to die. Well, and this dude takes them out and now the timeline's all fucked up.
Well, this just dawned on me. The other side of this, if we stay on Earth, the plot of the movie that's on Earth is Prisoners.
It is Prisoners. You're right. Hugh Jackman is beating a mentally challenged kid against a fucking sink in a derelict bathroom.
Man,
================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================
Post-2015 He-Man movie.
Dude, Paul Dano gets his ass kicked in that movie.
So wait, So Melissa Leo is Hordak then?
Yes. Melissa Leo, I think, would be Hordak in that situation. Spoiler alert, kind of. Backdoor spoiler alert. So he kidnaps these kids accidentally. It's actually He-Man's fucking fault.
Yeah, he's just lasering things.
That guy who looks like a G.I. Joe Michael Jeter, whatever that guy's name is, there's just a ginger with a mustache.
Man-at-Arms.
Oh, Man-at-Arms is it?
Yeah.
See, I just have no idea what's happening. He's the one who's like, all right, now we get this machine going and we're going to teleport our troublemaking friend back. He unknowingly takes the children. So it's not Orko's fault. It's Michael Jeter's fault.
And that's it. And, you know, Horde Prime, I guess this is something from the later episodes or something where Skeletor has a boss, which I'm not crazy about.
Who knew Skeletor? I mean, I guess, you know what? Everybody's got someone they have to report to, right? Isn't that just always how it goes? Even fucking Skeletor.
Yeah.
I mean, now,
I just took it as Krang.
Who's Krang?
That this thing behind the fog.
Shredder. You mean that?
Yeah.
That Krang?
The Krang in the big baby suit. What other Krang would I be talking about?
I think there's Paul, just the one Krang.
Paul Krang and accounts.
Well, this is how it all goes. It goes, and the Krang is right, because it's Darth Vader, you know, and that's Skeletor, and then the Emperor, and that's this mystical furnace that he speaks to.
And it's like the furnace in Home Alone, like the furnace that yells at Macaulay Culkin.
Yes.
Hey, by the way, speaking of one and only Krang, I just totally remembered on that new Ninja Turtles cartoon that's on Nickelodeon, the Krang is actually an alien race, and the Queen Krang was voiced by none other than comedy sensation and nut magnate Roseanne Barr.
Wow. Whoa, wait, wait, what?
Yeah, dude. So there's there's a bunch of Krangs, and then there's like the all omnipotent Krang Uber Queen, Krang. And it's Roseanne.
And are they interdimensional aliens? Because that's a thing now.
What? The turtles? Oh.
No, the Krangs. And that could still, if you want to retrofit this to fit the original timeline of Ninja Turtles,
right.
Dimension X might be where that home planet is. So.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
That just makes me think of the villain from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, like the bee woman, the woman who had the weird suit.
Rita. Oh.
Was that Rita? Yeah.
Rita something or other.
Rita. Rita Rudner?
No, yes, it's Rita Rudner.
No, but I think the turtles are like, you know, like, oh, cowabunga Krang, we're going to take you out. And then, like, you hear this voice and it just goes, it's really weird. And he's playing cards with his family. It's bizarre. Yeah, and someone's sitting at home right now like they had a fucking problem with He-Man.
Which is fine.
But so there's something with the magic diamond that She-Ra's got to procure for some reason.
Oh, man, this is backdoor Pilot Central. So she goes to this fucking area, and then the Monstroids show up.
Say again?
The Monstroids show up, gotcha. Who I guess are enemies of the Man-Sheens.
Now,
holy God.
We should explain what that gobbledygook is, because you hear it, you don't know. Now, these are robots.
The Monstroids or the Man-Sheens?
Oh, God, are they both robots?
They're both robots.
It's both robot
and
races.
One of them are like giant and evil.
They're like those things in X-Men.
The Sentinels?
Yeah, they're like Sentinels, kind of.
But they're shaped more like things, Cylons. Like they got like
they look
janky,
like Cylons, but they're the size of a Sentinel. Then these other little motherfuckers are like robot-shaped My Little Ponies. It's all terrible.
Are those the Man-Sheens are the little ones?
Those are the Man-Sheens.
Well, they're kind of like Mega Man, right?
Yeah, they look like little Mega Man
like
people.
They're like the Mega. It's the little things that like Mega Man would step on to like go up
yes!
into the air is what these things are.
The collateral damage of Mega Man.
Dr. Wily's collateral damage.
Dr. Wily's failed experiments.
Oh, no. What a mistake they are.
Kill me. Kill me.
Well, they kind of all have different traits like Mega Man villains. There's like Saw Man,
Woodman,
Hammer Man, Douchebag.
There's like Cutter and Zipper and other things.
And here, you doing that impression brings to mind a question I had. What is with the D-Team voice acting in this thing? Everyone's either like this or a little like this. Like, it's all just two voices.
Yeah.
And they're all way too high-pitched for monsters fighting each other.
Except for the ones that actually clearly get, like, modified.
Well, those you can't even understand. Because they're like, all right, we got six dudes here. You know, they can only do, like, three voices between them. Better, you know, scream ghost face that thing. Hello, She-Ra.
I'm Zipper because I'm Zippy.
Yeah, that just doesn't even fucking make sense, Zipper.
I mean, it's all this insane plot that gets... These kids get kidnapped by Skeletor, right? Because he's like, it's basically Skeletor and his like cousin Hordak.
Which is just like you have Skeletor, which is like putting fear into the hearts of everyone who hears it. And then Hordak, he's a sweat hog. It's just terrible writing.
Well, now he is She-Ra's villain, right?
Yeah, he's her number one.
Okay. Did they have their own shows, and then this was like
a team up
for the holidays?
Yeah, this is the Jetsons meet the Flintstones.
I believe it's like we have He-Man. It's a hit for boys. Let's make She-Ra for girls. I imagine. Right?
Yeah, exactly. And like you know, the She-Ra toys were a little more like Barbie, as I imagine.
But this is much more of a She-Ra joint, it seems to me. Because He-Man really isn't doing much.
Well, I think He-Man's only buddy is fucking Pilot Michael Jeter there.
Well,
he's also dressed up in a fucking Rebel Alliance X-Wing fighter pilot outfit.
He kind of is.
Yeah, he is. He looks like fucking Porkins.
But see, He-Man, I think, was just hired to put asses in seats. He's going to be on. He's going to be billed first.
Yeah.
He can just hang back, smoke a cigarette on set, hang out by craft services.
So he's kind of like Marlon Brando in the first Superman movie. Like, he got paid $1 million for.
Or he's like Marlon Brando in
The Score.
Yeah, The Score. Where they just went to Marlon Brando's sauna so he didn't have to leave the house. Man. That might be a stay tuned.
Somebody overshot that prestige note that they were looking for.
Yeah.
They thought Marlon Brando was going to bring prestige to that.
No, it's just Edward Norton pretending to be retarded again. That's all that movie is.
Well, it has a lot in common with the He-Man She-Ra Christmas special.
It does.
So the diamond is procured. A bunch of robots are fighting. These children change kidnapper hands a whole lot of times. There's a lot of dialogue like, now it's my turn with the children. And I'm like, what are you doing to these
kids? The kids are the MacGuffin of the thing. Like, who's got the kids right now?
It doesn't matter because we're so fascinated with all these other machine monsters.
And if this was real, these kids, right, they'd be pissing their pants, going white as a sheet, dying inside, being forever changed and ruined. Like, so you see a giant muscular man with a skull for a head barking orders at you. Then you see a goddamn 50-foot robot with, like, I don't know what, like machine guns and laser whips.
And then you've got a horse that turns into a Pegasus that talks.
Why is that horse talking? He doesn't provide any information I need. And why does he sound like he's had chewing tobacco in his mouth since he was a fucking pony?
What's also weird is he's the strong but silent type because he breaks it out like almost halfway through. Not halfway through, but it's a while. I'm like, oh, that's a horse. And it, you know, it's drawn like a horse. I don't expect a human mouth on it.
No, and that's, I was watching this and, you know, I tried to drop a hint about what we were doing here today. And I said out loud to myself, what, the horse talks now? And I fucking tweeted that to see if anyone would get it. But, like, why are you making the horse talk? Maybe the horse talked on the show, but if that's the case,
that horse to shut up.
Well, that horse needs to gallop into frame, flapping his horse gums.
Well, that's what happens because they wanted to make the Christmas toy where you press the button and the horse talks to you and says one of five special phrases.
You're my friend. Look out. Marble red, please.
Didn't I ask for medium rare?
What do you mean, ID?
Look, fucking horse.
I can live for fucking 50 years. So these kids change hands. Oh, they also explain, I guess the Christmas part of all this is they're kidnapped around Christmas and they're bummed because they're not going to celebrate Christmas. So there's this other lady who's like a queen or something. She's fucking He-Man supervisor.
His mother. Oh. She's Prince Adam. She's Princess Shatara.
Well, wouldn't that be Queen?
Yeah, she's Queen whatever.
Queen
she's...
something. Okay. Well, so then these kids
queen
are like,
Ra.
We're not going to be home for Christmas, are we? And she's like, I don't think so.
Better just... get comfortable here.
Yeah, totally.
Hope you like monsters.
And mermaids and robots.
Oh, yeah, there's mermaids in this.
There's a mermaid.
A beast monster. An actual, it's called a beast monster.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Real fucking creative name there, writing staff.
Ralph Steadman's owl. Like, this thing is like just, it's She-Ra's little sidekick there. He's pink. He's got crazy, I don't even know what.
It looks like an owl with, like, elephant ears. It's something out of Dumbo's Nightmares.
It's all Dumbo's Nightmares. And, I mean, this is, like, a prime example of a Christmas special gone wrong. Like, not everybody needs to celebrate Christmas, all right? Because
aliens that live on planet Eternia can go without experiencing the magic of Christmas.
And at least the Star Wars Christmas special, is even though it's called that, is about Life Day.
Right, yeah. We're doing Christmas, but we're not calling it Christmas. That's the other thing. These little weird kids, Miguel and what's the other one?
I think Alicia.
They are, like, the little alien thing is like, what's Christmas? Tell me. And they're like, well, it all started many years ago. And then it's like, cut back. And then the three wise men got to Bethlehem. And I'm like, oh, you're doing the Christian route. Okay.
Cut back. You took the Christ right out of Christmas, though.
Yeah. Cut to He-Man jerking off for 2 seconds. Then we go back, and then he's like, so that's why Santa comes down your chimney every year. And I was like, how the fuck did you make that jump, kid? You're clearly confusing this alien who knows nothing about Christmas.
This is Xmas, which I do not appreciate. I will go to my grave without letting an alien experience my holiday.
Well, I mean, under all the convoluted plot, the worst part of this is the the part after all this happens where he's like, hey, kids, not everybody celebrates Christmas, but come on, everybody fucking celebrates Christmas. Come on, let's all be fucking. Don't shit a shitter, okay?
Yeah, it's the after thing. It's just He-Man hanging out in the library, and he's like, look, what you just, the events you just saw, all names were changed. It's like Dragnet.
Except for Skeletor, he was a real guy.
Yeah. Skeletor is in a lineup somewhere.
He went into witness protection.
Skeletor vanished off the face of the earth July 17th, 1965. Hordak was arrested in a prostitution sting not 6 years later. It was revealed that He-Man's true identity was that of Prince Adam. He was jailed on identity fraud and did a maximum sentence of 26 years.
Big question in the room. Why does He-Man need a goddamn secret identity? Like, what? Why? Who is he? Does he work in a newspaper somewhere? What's the problem?
And he's royalty. I mean, he's got a castle with presumably goons about to help his royal family maintain that power, so he doesn't need a secret identity.
And let's not forget, when he turns into He-Man, he's around everybody. It's not like he's running to the bathroom and then He-Man comes out like, hey, where's Prince Adam?
No, and he just gets less clothed. Like, at least Superman's like, all right, let me put on this different outfit. Adam's like, let me get naked and solve this problem.
And it's also like I'm Prince Adam.
And I'm He-Man.
Like, yeah. All you did was fucking take off your poncho.
Yeah, I like the idea that he's just like, yeah, He-Man, that's a thing I do sometimes. That's
oh,
what it
look,
is. It's not
Adam's doing He-Man again.
You know, because I'm a man, but I'm also he because I'm a strong man.
Hey, is everybody looking? Is everybody looking? I have... Hey, is everybody looking? I have the... Reggie, you looking?
She-Ra, same thing. She's like Princess something or other. She turns into She-Ra, and everyone's like, where did Princess so-and-so go? I don't know, She-Ra. You look a lot like her. And this fucking horse is wearing a mask.
The horse is like the fucking... He's clearly the Green Hornet of this, yeah, exactly. This
now,
franchise.
The horse grows his Pegasus wings and gets his unicorn horn as he transforms.
So he's just a work-a-day racing horse?
I guess.
Or he's a castle horse?
He's a breeding horse.
Oh,
I really do imagine that transformation is as painful as an American Werewolf in London. Just like the horn coming out of the head.
Ugh. Wings just sprout out this thing's back.
Yeah, those appear the first time, but they got to go back into your body.
It's like in the X-Men, it's like, did that hurt? Every time.
You know, that David Cronenberg should have directed Masters of the Universe.
He still can.
Why not?
We got Paul Dano. We're in talks with Paul Dano for the role of the role of Orko.
Now, who is the Master of the Universe, by the way? Because it's the thing is He-Man and the Masters of the Universe.
I think the idea is we're all vying for that role, man.
Like, yeah. We all are trying to step on each other's throats to get to the top.
Yeah, yeah. Once he snaps Skeletor's neck, he becomes the master.
I see.
It's also kind of like Game of Thrones. They all got families.
The houses.
And He-Man and She-Ra definitely want to fuck each other. Like, there's just this thing of, like, we're bred the right way, and, like, I appreciate your breeding, and you're the only one with the right body for me, kind of a thing.
Well, honestly, did you look at those cartoons, man?
Yeah.
They're gorgeous.
They are gorgeous.
But they, they're going at it like they're Lannister twins.
Well, because it's always like, you did a good job, brother. You did a good job, sister. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's just,
maybe they're riding on that masked horse and he starts fingering her like that. Like, what's his face?
Theon Greyjoy.
Yeah, Greyjoy.
Good old Theon Greyjoy. He's one of the only characters whose name I know on that show.
That's the thing. It's like Game of Thrones. Yeah. It's like He-Man.
Speaking of shows, Andrew can't follow because he doesn't have the fucking glossary in front of him.
And speaking of HBO up in the sex factor, that part doesn't actually happen in the book.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, it's just... They added it?
They added it.
The sister fingering?
Yeah.
Oh, what about the penis lopping off?
Oh, I'm not there yet. I'll keep you posted.
Spoiler alert. Yeah, let me know the second you get to it.
I will. I'll text you immediately.
Day or night, Eric.
I'll send you a picture of the page.
4 a.m. Christmas morning.
It's just a page of words.
Oh, those are hot words.
Oh yeah, the dick stayed on.
It's just the part that's highlighted says lopped off.
So
George R.R. Martin might do that.
He might do it. He could do that.
He might just write a big old lop.
So Skeletor's got the hot potato of the kids, and he goes down like the diner party into the mountains, and it's just like, well, it's gonna be a long winter, children, and he starts, just by being around them, he starts being imbued with the spirit of Christmas.
Yep.
And is becoming less and less Skeletor-like because he doesn't kill a dog.
This is my favorite part of it. They're like, oh, we're so cold. And he's like, I don't care. And they're like, all right, well.
I have no flesh on my face, goddammit.
You think it's cold.
I don't know what heat is.
So he's like, you know, listen, we got to walk to wherever. Who cares? We got to walk to the base of some fucking mountain, probably to throw a ring in a volcano. Who the hell
Management
knows?
Wants to see us.
We have to get to Damascus. That's where the Black Lodge is, right? How much bullshit fantasy can be in this thing? So they're like, all right, we're cold, but I guess we'll go. Also, here's this space dog that we're going to leave behind. And Skeletor clearly has no problem with leaving this dog for dead. It's hilarious. They're like, come on, Skeletor, he'll freeze. So what?
Do you know what cold inside your eye sockets is? Didn't think so.
When fat men's knees ache from the cold, that's my everyday.
God. It's brutal out there.
It is brutal.
And he's also just like, we're going, and he's just like walking. It's like an indignant parent or something. Like, nope, we're going. Leave it. Don't pick it up. Do not pick it up.
Man, I would love to see Skeletor just like upset at the mall Christmas shopping with kids. No, we are not going to KB Toys again.
You dropped it. It's garbage now. Don't eat that. Do not eat that dog.
Where is your sister? Where? I told you both to stay right here.
Okay, you can look at the games in GameStop, but we're not buying anything.
Do you want to waste time looking? Because that's all you'll be doing. Get out of the food court. You'll have lunch at home.
I have to say, personal tangent, walking out of New York Comic Con this year.
Uh-huh. Speaking of He-Man.
It's this guy who's like 40 years old and wearing this shirt that says like, I kill zombies or whatever.
Yep.
Screaming at this 12-year-old boy like, well, why'd you do it, goddammit? Why'd you do it? Why are you so selfish? And this 13-year-old girl is like, Dad, relax. We'll just get another rock star. He's like, no, he drank my rock star.
Are you making this up?
I am not making this up. This guy was ready to fucking rumble about this rock star energy drink. And he's just like, you drink my rock star, goddammit. And this, that was the last one. And now he's going to be up all night. He added the now he's going to be up all night to like put a health element in it. Yeah. But he was really more upset about his rock star energy drink being gone.
All that's left in this foldable igloo cooler is a fucking monster. No one likes monster energy drinks, goddammit. You know your father hates that shit. I can't drink artificial apple flavor.
And then he's like, well, that's it. You just drank your toy. You just drank your toy because you're not getting a toy now because you drank my rock star.
Oh, my God. He said that?
He did say that. And I was
what?
Like,
oh. Really? Yes. The toy part, too?
He did. He said, you drank your toy.
This dude is father of the year.
Oh, can we do, like, just people Steve see on the street as a sideshow?
The life and times. You just drank your toy. Well, that's it. That's it, boys and girls.
No, I get the shirt that says, I kill zombies. Yes. You wear your corduroy pull-ups.
Well, that's it. No one's seeing Neil Adams today.
Put your trading cards back. You won't be going for any of them. You're not exchanging shit.
I mean, and that's kind of, I don't know, like, you get, you know, they do celebrate Christmas. They make a creepy Christmas song. Let's hear the creepy Christmas song.
Love and caring, peaceful bliss, joys of sharing, happiness, Christmas spirits in the air, Eternia and everywhere. Don't you feel it? Feel that you're a part. Christmas season is a time of your
Ugh, that is just a clear-cut case of we don't want to pay for a Christmas song, so here's a fucking bullshit one that nobody cares about that we just wrote.
By the way, the instrumentals are done by a creepy guy with a mustache with a lute that they found in the woods.
Yep, they sure did. They just found him in the woods.
And I think
him
he's a wizard or something.
Some
or
other like pixie dream girls in the woods too.
The dude with a mustache is She-Ra's like quote unquote boyfriend, but I think it's just to keep everything on the reg so nobody gets mad that she's fucking He-Man. Because like if the tabloids found out, she's got to have a fake boyfriend.
He's got this is my friend Dennis.
Mm-hmm. He's got like an Eternia mandolin with him everywhere he goes.
That's the loot.
That's a lute?
Yeah, that's a lute.
Oh, well, you know, lute, mandolin, what the hell's the difference?
There isn't much.
There's no real confrontation with Skeletor.
No.
They fight these monster things, and the little Mega Man robots, like, do stuff, and nobody cares. And then He-Man and She-Ra see Skeletor with the kids, and he's like, oh, Skeletor, you're no challenge for me. Give me those children. It's my turn with them. And he's like, oh, for crying out loud, He-Man!
Oh, it's all over you. Stay still. Stay still.
Oh, stop. Stop. It's not. No, you're not. Let me get it.
Well, because he left all his minions for dead.
Every last one of them.
He left threw them all them out for of a dead, plane. And Hordak has a bunch of them.
Well, where the fuck does Hordak go in all this?
He's all in Etheria, which is where She-Ra lives.
So he's thwarted?
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck happened.
It seems like everyone's chasing each other. It's like it's a mad Etheria. And it's like, you know, some people are just, you know, driving around.
I think the Man-Sheens destroy the Monsteroids.
Uh-huh.
And Hordak is destroyed by She-Ra and He-Man.
Oh, I see.
I think is how
you realize we're all 30 years old, right?
Yeah. Yep.
You're aware of that one.
Uh-huh.
This is officially the most confusing cartoon I've ever seen in my life.
It's really...
Yeah. I could watch a fucking Hayao Miyazaki movie with the subtitles off and I'd be able to follow it better than this fucking nonsense. This supposed English language cartoon.
Well,
that I
also
watched.
You would want to watch it because it looks nice, and dead eyes a world.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! This looks beautiful.
I am a sucker for this kind of like 80s shitty animation. You know, I just cause it's not good. It's clearly not good. But you
I'm
know,
on that page
minimal animation where you just move like one arm when you have to, kind of a thing.
Yeah, I mean, this is all just Scooby-Doo animation. Mm-hmm. You know, they look like Scooby-Doo. They look like G.I. Joe.
Scooby-Doo with pecs.
Oh, there's so much muscle in this. They're all handsome.
I mean, Skeletor's ripped.
He's really ripped for a skeleton.
Yeah.
If you cut his chest open, what's in there? Hot air?
Well, cause, like,
organs?
Rockstar energy drink. Nothing but Rockstar energy drink.
Well, because he always reminded me of more like a Rasputin type villain.
Oh, really?
Like a cast spells and fucking, you know,
they
haunt your dreams.
They shot me six times and drowned me in a lake, but I'm still here. Feeding bad news to the Tsar.
Oh, Skeletor's superpower is getting his ass handed to him.
Come here, Anastasia. I have something to show you in the basement.
You know, I think that skeleton-faced advisor might be evil. He might be up to no good.
Plus, his name's Skeletor. That's very evil-sounding.
So the question remains, we'll go around the horn. Were you embarrassed watching this?
You want to start with me?
I'll start with you.
Oh, okay. I'm entirely embarrassed. I had to type, I have one of those, slow TV things, so I had to type in the entire name of this title into my YouTube thing.
Oh, one of those
deals. It was really slow, and, like... Man, that I'm never getting that back.
Yeah, that's like
none,
5 minutes.
None of that. And the 44 minutes of this.
Oh, man, is there egg on your face?
It is. It's a justified episode I could have watched. And instead, it's this.
Eric.
I'm not embarrassed at all because I believe in freedom. And I'm glad. I'm a better person for having watched this.
There you go. I'm not embarrassed. I'm still just too confused to be embarrassed. I think if I ever work out what the plot of this is, I'll be mortified. But, you know.
It's about what?
I'm not embarrassed. I still, you know what? Shockingly, the He-Man She-Ra Christmas special did not turn the tide for me and He-Man. I still don't give a shit about He-Man. Not embarrassed, though.
All right. I wasn't. I've seen worse. it's kind of a weird... I think it's a good enough representation of how insane He-Man is. Like, it's almost a good place to start because there's no you know, linear narrative. So it's like, yeah, well, who gives a shit?
I'm kind of hoping that someone writes in and is like, listen, you should try this He-Man because it's way less complicated. And yeah, here's an episode with six people in it. I mean, you see the fucking Christmas party they throw at the end. It's a sea of people.
But it's so crazy. That's what is kind of nice about it. It's just, yeah, it's one of the craziest cartoons I've ever seen. And we need to talk about the parents back on Earth real quick.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So they drop these kids back off with their parents, which for some reason they're videotaping because they can watch them in another planet.
Dude, Etheria, man, it's the fucking NSA.
Yeah, lives of others. So... So it's like they got this real... This dad is amazing because he's got like a Christmas sweater on and he's a giant fat guy with a big old curly mustache.
It's like Super Mario just ate nothing but like calzones three times a day for a year.
It is. It's Mario plus Carl from Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Yes, it's very Carl from
so
Aqua Teen.
So that would be Ron Jeremy.
Yeah, this guy.
I'm doing the math right here.
Push you up that mustache by like 70%, and yeah, it's around Jeremy.
So these kids have been missing and just appear out of thin air, and the parents are like, where have you been? You know what? It's past your bedtime. Time to go to sleep. I don't have time. I'm not going to question you all night. You just go to sleep. We'll talk about it in the morning. And they're like, we went to a land where this skeleton was watching us, and this bat skeleton tried to kill us, and I think that there was a little...
Never mind. I got to go let Paul Dano out of the shower.
I mean, they also, He-Man as a Christmas gift to these kids is like, here's a couple of Batman utility belts. See you back in your universe. And the parents are like, well, where did you get those snazzy belts? And they're like, oh, a god monster gave them to us. And they're like, well, that's a lie, but you know what? We don't have time for this.
And they're also flying around the living room now with these weird belts.
Well, they rub it in their face because they're like, oh, yeah, don't believe us. And they make the belts, like, elevate them, and they fly like, good night. And the end of this Christmas special, or until the He-Man bumper at the end, is a freeze frame of these parents like, what?
I can't wait for the awkward teen years where, like, that kid's, like, coming home late at night, and they're like, where have you been, goddammit? And he's like, Skeletor didn't care. It's like Skeletor. I wish I was still with Skeletor.
Don't you say that. Don't you say that to your father.
Yes, come back and live with me. You can stay out as late as you want.
You can have all the candy you can eat.
You know, the legal drinking age in Etheria is 13.
Oh my god, what is he playing?
All sorts of sticky situations.
Well, no, I just kind of think of him as like one of those off the boat parents.
Or he's
like, you know,
Skeletor, cool dad.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So long as you do it in my lair, it's fine.
Under my roof, anything goes. Under my stone cave roof. Ah, that's Animation Damnation for this week. If you want more information about the show, check out whmpodcast.com. Until next time, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Zadek.
Chris Gavin.
Eric Sisko.
Take it easy.
I don't know what's coming over me, but whatever it is, I don't like it. Oh, stop licking my face, you dratty dog. Get away from me. You're drowning me. Get off.